Track 76.
Okay, everyone, can you see the screen?
Good. Right, well, I want to look at study plans and how they match up with current thinking on how the brain functions when storing data. Then we can evaluate the effectiveness of study plans, which relates to your teaching practice. Here we have a study plan from Stefan. First, I want to draw your attention to the strength in the plan, and this is repetition. By repeating the listening and vocabulary activities on a daily basis over 4 months, he's likely to notice some improvement due to reinforcement theory. However, Stefan will find it difficult to notice the improvements if he does not use some kind of measurement tool such as testing himself. This will add significantly to the plan. The plan at the moment doesn't really fit with what we know about effective learning because there's no way of measuring what Stefan has learned. Also, there's a problem with content. At the moment, Stefan is only focusing on aspects of language at word and grammar level rather than ideas and meaning. Even if he can recognize the grammar in the plan and increases his vocabulary, will he be able to take effective notes on complex ideas and their relationships? Indeed, I suspect not, and this may come as a shock when he starts his degree. So, what advice would we give Stefan? Well, remember last week when we talked about tracking progress through learner diaries? This would be a good idea to help Stefan monitor his progress. So, after each lecture, he could write some notes in the diary about how much he understood, what aspects were difficult, etc., and then read this before the next lecture to remind himself of what to focus on.